This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show earlier this year in February of 2019. The name of the company is Tetra Biopharma, Inc. You can locate them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol TBPMF. And also, if you're up there in Toronto, they're on the TSX under the ticker symbol TBP. And with us today is the CEO and chief scientific and founder of the company, Dr. Guy Chamberlain. Dr. Chamberlain, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Well, you're quite welcome. You know, I've been reading a lot. You guys have been putting out a lot of news, aligning yourself with a lot of great companies. And so let's start it off with the therapies. What therapies are you guys currently working on and have in the pipeline?
Sure. Our lead product is called Calms, which is the trade name for our drug. That's the lead. It's basically our PP011, if people are, you know, had looked at our website, and that is the second generation of our original drug, which was the PP01. So our science, actually, we were actually very successful in the sense of being able to develop the second generation, because our research, we had done four clinical trials studying how cannabis worked to help patients relieve their pain. And in there, we actually studied everything entering the lungs, because obviously we were talking about both smoke and vaporized flower bud. And in there, we actually were able to develop intellectual property. We were able to understand how these forms of administration of cannabis worked in patients. And this led to then the creation of the PP011, which is a synthetic version of it. So highly purified. And this is what now is the lead, and we're going to be taking that one to the market. From there derives the HCC011, which is the one for cancer, for the hepatic cellular carcinoma. It is a derivative of this one. So for us, it's actually, you could say from an investment point of view, the cost it took us to create the Calms is basically split into the other product, because they're both the same manufacturing process. Same basic research we had done in humans before. So our understanding of pharmacokinetics, safety in humans, and pharmacodynamics is already established. So that allows us to take basically our cancer drug straight into patients in phase two with a very good safety profile for patients. I can tell you, I've been developing new drugs since 1995, and one of the challenges when you bring a new cancer drug, we can't go into volunteers, so because of the cytotoxicity of these drugs, you want to go into patients fast, but you don't really have a lot of data in humans.
Right.
And if you're, you know, an oncologist, you got to take care of your patients, and you're there not to do them harm and offer them the best therapies and safe. You don't want to ruin their quality of life. So at least in this case, I can tell you it's a very rare occasion where I've seen people come into a phase two trial like we will do and have a lot of clinical data for physicians that will be able to help guide them in their decision to join our clinical trial and put their patients on this drug. And our last program is our ophthalmics program that is called the PP03. This is a drug we met with the FDA, presented them our kind of our game plan of how we bring it to patients into phase two. They agreed with our plans, and basically now we're finalizing what we call the IND enabling studies, which is the data we need to actually be allowed to go into phase two. We're completing that, and probably by Q3 of 2020, we'll be in humans testing this new drug. So this is basically the three key axes of Tetra Biopharma.
I was going to say earlier, I wanted my listeners to understand, you guys are a biopharmaceutical leader in cannabinoid-based drug discovery and development, with a Health Canada approved and FDA reviewed clinical program amid at bringing novel prescription drugs and treatments to patients and their healthcare providers. And I kept on telling people over the last year or 2 years how cannabinoids are going to cure so many problems in the world. You agree with that?
I agree with that. I mean, that's one I explained to people is I've been developing drugs for a long time and I've seen a lot. And one of the things I love about our inhalation line is, if you look at the drug like some of the CBDs and the concerns over liver toxicity, for example, going by the inhaled route, my drug is going straight to the brain. So any brain indication, like a brain cancer, pain, central pain, neuropathic pain, my drug is going there before it's going to be, say, coming back to the liver and converted to a metabolite.
Right.
So I'm getting my efficacy right away. And we have not seen one case of liver enzymes going up in any of the volunteers we've done in our studies. And I think some people like myself, you know, believe that a lot of this toxicity may actually be due to metabolites. The fact we're bypassing the first pass metabolism is we may be getting a lot less metabolites than the oral route. And that could be one of the reasons inhaled cannabis has always been considered to be safe. And I think this is one of the advantages to Tetra, is we haven't gone the oral route. We've gone the inhaled route, which is the way it's traditionally been used. People argue, you know, cannabis is safe, it's been smoked for thousands of years. Well, that is true, as long as we keep it within the way it was used traditionally. And this is the advantage to what we've done. We've recreated what was inhaled synthetically. And so we're respecting that part with our new technology.
Got it. I saw that you guys put out a press release with distribution, manufacturing. That being said, what are your next steps for this therapy?
Next step for us is basically finalizing our plans to scale up to a commercial level, the production of the PP011. That's key. That's especially key. We have to be sure we can deliver at a very good, obviously, profit for our shareholders, the production of the drug, and obviously a big pharma, if they come in as a partner, they want to be sure the, you know, the drug is going to be available, patented process, the whole works. That's our next step, and you know, the rest continues as planned. Been implementing clinical sites across Canada, the U.S., and now Mexico, and you know, the next is basically getting the clinical data. If it's favorable, which we strongly believe it is going to be, otherwise we wouldn't be doing it. And then afterwards, it's just putting together the marketing application. And we are the first company to bring a cannabinoid inhaled drug to the market.
That's incredible. Tell myself and my listeners, if you would, your recent FDA orphan drug designation. How's this therapy going to be used for cancer treatments?
Well, the orphan drug is for the ability of THC basically to be an anti-cancer, so basically to stop the progression of tumors. That's key in the development of treatments for patients. And what's really interesting about THC, so if you look at what's known for THC and even recognized by the FDA, it's the ability to treat what we call chemo-induced nausea and vomiting, as well as loss of appetite. If you're looking at the patient population with liver cancer, I mean, these are common, how can I say, problems of this patient population base. And it's what stops you sometimes from going the oral route into trying to treat this cancer. That's why most
right.
of those drugs are intravenous. Now I'm coming to them with something that's going to be inhaled. It's not cytotoxic, so it can be given in combination with the standard of care of these are kind of immune therapies they're trying these days into these patients. So there's no contraindication, no potential of drug-drug interaction, but you're at least minimum going to offer a patient good quality of life, as well as in a phase two trial, the potential that you may get efficacy on your cancer. That to me is pretty significant. I've worked on many of the, in my career, many anti-cancer drugs, including a lot of the anti-androgenics. And one of the issues, real big issues in bringing those drugs to the market is companies were always trying to bring them as a monotherapy to the market, and you would fail. Some of them got approved as under an accelerated approval, but then in the phase three basically failed, and then FDA kind of canceled your approval. Most of these drugs work very well in combination. So Tetra, we're not going to waste time. We're going to go straight into combination with the standard of care, because that's where I think we're going to see what's a non-cytotoxic drug coming in and helping patients by giving it in combination with other ones.
Dr. Chairman, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to your stockholders and my listeners?
Well, I think one of the very big, assets of a company like Tetra is we spent a lot of time building on our intellectual property portfolio. I mean, we have patents that have been issued in the United States and Europe for cannabinoid-based, you know, therapies. We have both use and composition of matter IP, and especially in the ophthalmic field, in the case of chronic pain, inflammation, acute pain in that field. It's very, very well, everything we do is very well protected. We also created several joint ventures. So we have a joint venture with Thorne Research. There, we're basically going to be creating novel, how can I say, wellness therapies for people, as well as going after the development of some drugs for some conditions like IBS and IBD. And we also created one, another company that we licensed the intellectual property there too. So we have the ability to dissolve kind of some cannabinoids. So we're looking at novel therapies there. And, you know, that's who we are. So we've kept Tetra very, you could say, lean, moved other products into joint ventures. So now we just focus on the three products I mainly told you. And I think in the long run, being, you know, 50% owners of even our joint ventures is going to bring a lot of rewards to our shareholders.
As for my listeners, I've brought you a lot of great companies over the years. Take a look at this company. You're getting on the ground floor. It's a cannabinoid biotech technology company, trading around 35 cents a share. My personal opinion, very grossly undervalued. You can find them on the OTCQB. Look them up. Their ticker symbol is TBPMF. On the TSX Venture, you can find them under the ticker symbol TBP. Dr. Chamberlain, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you very much for having me again, and look forward to our next show together.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.